producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America, and we thank you so much for joining us on great radio stations, as well as everybody listening to us online at GCNLive.com. The name of the program is indeed Auto World, and we've got a diverse program lined up for you today. In this half hour, we're going to be taking some new car test drives with our great friend and contributor here on the broadcast, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. A little later on in this hour, I believe they're going to be somewhere near Lake Michigan. It's Tom Cotter, the gentleman who's an author of numerous books about barn finds. It all started many, many years ago with the Cobra in the barn. He's written the Hemi in the barn, the motorcycle story, the Vincent in the barn, and umpteen other barn stories. And he just recently released a new book, and he's going on a road tour. We're going to find out all about that. Coming up a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, if you'd like to reach out and join us here on the program, it's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's join one of our favorites. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we always love to get up to speed on some of the latest new cars that the folks at Consumer Guide have had the opportunity to sample in recent times. Let's all say hello to Tom Appel. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, Bob.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the vehicles that you guys have been sampling of late. And why don't we begin by talking about a Kia. And I had this Sedona minivan a little while back, and I was so impressed with this vehicle. I know that you guys in your yearly picks gave this van some very high kudos. As a matter of fact, I believe it was your pick, and I was certainly very impressed with it. This is a 2016 SXL variant that you sampled recently, but give us a little overview on the Kia and the award that it received last year from Consumer Guide.
Yeah, the Kia Sedona, after whatever it was, like a two-year hiatus, Kia is back in the minivan game, and it's an interesting market because the minivan market isn't growing. It's about 500,000, 600,000 units a year. So it's interesting that Kia would choose to go back into a market like that. But they came in guns blazing. The new Sedona is completely redesigned. It features a lot of things, including a much nicer interior than the previous edition of the vehicle and probably the nicest interior in the class. Additionally, it features a new 3.3-liter direct injection engine that is surprisingly smooth and surprisingly punchy. There's a lot going for this car. The SXL is the top-line model that we sampled, and very impressed. Impressed by just general room and comfort, which you expect from a minivan, but the interior refinement, the drivetrain requirement, the overall power, and we did pretty well for fuel economy, too.
Yeah, definitely. Looking at the 2015 Best Buys, you chose the Chrysler Town & Country and the Dodge Grand Caravan, but no doubt this Kia Sedona has really surprised a lot of folks, and like you say, that interior is chock full of all kinds of cool touches, and the folks at Kia really load this up with a lot of standard equipment.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good deal. I mean, you can load a minivan up comfortably over 40 grand these days, and our Sedona came in a little bit under that, just under that, actually. But it's a very strong value. I think that it plays well against the Town & Country and the Grand Caravan, which are getting old. You know, they haven't been updated in a long time. They're still fine vehicles, and Nissan's still out there with the Quest, but that vehicle has never been mentioned usually in the company of the other vehicles. It does well, and it's nicely equipped, but somehow just falls short of the class leaders.
Makes sense. You guys recently also had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a Mitsubishi an interesting car company that has had a lot of ups and downs here in the North American marketplace. Excuse me, but the most recent one that you guys sampled is the Outlander GT, and this one definitely has a lot of sportiness, and also it's the only compact SUV to actually offer three rows of seats.
Yeah, the Outlander GT is an interesting vehicle. Mitsubishi now is deriving almost all of its sales volume from products known as Outlander. You have the small Outlander, and then the Outlander, the small Outlander Sport and the Outlander midsize, sort of small midsize cars. And the GT is the top of the line model in that class. And it features a 3-liter V6, all sorts of high tech equipment inside. And it's interesting to drive that vehicle because in some ways it feels a little bit dated despite what they've done with the interior. And one of the things that I regret that Mitsubishi has done is gone with an off-the-shelf central media and infotainment system, which lacks the knobs and tuning knobs and the volume control that you really expect in a vehicle like this. And instead you're using a touchscreen for things that really complicates a lot of the actions that you probably want to take. Other than that, there's good power. Decent room, not a lot of room up front, actually, for taller or bigger drivers. But you mentioned the third row. Yeah, and the only other vehicle in the class that has a third row is the Nissan Rogue, both of which are very small third rows. But, you know, if you're looking and you've got small kids, that's a plus.
Most definitely. Recently, in my test car driveway, I remember I was complaining a couple of weeks back, Tom. You'll remember I hadn't sampled the 2015 or 2016 Mustang, the all-new Mustang, and I must have woken up the ears of Matt Lever and some of the folks at the Ford Motor Company, because the next week, sure enough, I got the 2.3-liter EcoBoost Premium with a 6-speed manual and spent a week in that vehicle and was very, very impressed with it. I'm going to be writing about it soon at epictimes.com, but as I mentioned, I've owned a number of Mustangs in my day and certainly love the last generation, which was introduced in 2005, updated in 2010. But, boy, I got to say, you know, and a lot of people are going to be surprised with this. I haven't driven the V6, the V8, or the Shelby variants of this new Mustang. But I would have to say this is the best Mustang they've ever built. I mean, when it comes to chassis, when it comes to that independent rear suspension, and the fact that they've upped the luxury quotient with a lot of cool stuff, and for the first time in a Mustang you can get a lot of the modern technology. The blind spot system is available on this vehicle, and many other cool electronics, adaptive cruise control, and certainly you can't argue with that 2.3-liter EcoBoost engine putting out in excess of 300 horsepower and over 300 pound-feet of torque from over 2.3 liters. And as I said, the last time we discussed this, I remember that SVO Mustang from 1984 through 1986. I mean, the most that they were able to wring out of it in 1986, it was 205 horsepower, and it had nowhere near the refinement of this EcoBoost Mustang. And I've really grown to admire and enjoy the looks of this Mustang as well. So thumbs up all the way with that Mustang.
Yeah, absolutely. What's really impressive is just the general refinement. It feels so much like a European vehicle now. The interior is nice. The ride and handling are fantastic. Actually, given the handling prowess, the ride is amazing. Even in convertible form, it's decidedly free of chassis flex, too.
It is, and for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Mustang, I mean, there's actually a switch, a toggle switch that can actually change the ride characteristics from normal to sport to track, defeats the traction control. There's also a setting for rain and snow. Because it has electric power steering, you can have a choice of three different settings on that. You can have a sport setting, you can have a comfort setting, and you can have a track setting. So for arrested adolescents like myself, who like a lot of gauges and switches and buttons and lots of doodads inside. It's chock full of goodies. This is Auto World. We'll take a pit stop. On the other side, we'll take a first spin in the 2016 Buick Regal GS. I'll tell you about my experiences in the Chrysler 300. Then we're going to talk about good cars for young drivers. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are indeed live across North America, and we thank you so much for being here every week at this very, very same time. Hi to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Hello to everybody listening on Newstalk 1540 KXEL and all of our other great radio stations around the country, coast to coast, border to border. We've got one of our favorite guys with us, Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. ConsumerGuide.com is the website to check out. And before we take a first spin in the 2016 Buick Regal GS, Tom, give us a little background here on Consumer Guide. As I said many times before, I've been a huge fan and a reader since I was literally a young boy, since I was like 9 or 10 years old. I love this publication, and you guys were one of the first to make a bold move into the digital world.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah, and I was a reader, too, before I was an employee of the company by a long shot. Started reading the mag back in 75. But we've been around since 1967. We were famous for our monthly consumer guide review books that came out 12 times a year. They were covered virtually every vehicle. We moved online in 1995. That's where you can find us, consumerguide.com. We have some fun at the blog. That's the CG Daily Drive blog. Also, right around December 1st, our Best Buy book will be out, so you can watch for that on newsstands.
Excellent, and that's going to be a very exciting thing to talk about here on air. Speaking of exciting things, I know Rick Cotta, your man on the road, recently had the opportunity to sample a 2016 Buick Regal. This is the GS model, and of course the Regal kind of has a wide price range. Tell our folks listening around North America a little bit about Rick's experience in the Regal, as well as any comments that you might have about the Regal in general.
Sure, and as you mentioned, yeah, there's a huge price range on the Regal. Starts right around $27,000. You can load one up to $42,000 if you try in top-line sporty GS trim. For 2016, the Regal gets a quick update. They shuffle the engine lineup a little bit. The base engine is now a regular 2.4-liter engine. The old mild hybrid engine has been moved to fleet only, so you won't see that on dealership lots anymore. But the other thing that got tweaked, and this is the GS's standard engine, is the 2-liter turbocharged engine. That's now good for 259 horsepower. And Rick Cotta, or I have not driven it, but Rick Cotta has reports that it feels fantastic. He had a chance to sample the vehicle up at the Autobahn Country Club in Joliet, Illinois. They have a nice little track there for private use, and Buick tapped that track for a preview. And the car acquitted itself very well on the track, and you would think that a car like that might not have the brakes for all-day track use, but Rick reports otherwise. But word from our guy on the street is that this is a very nice car that is fun to drive, competes with European vehicles in a very positive way, but a little bit short on rear seat passenger space.
Mm-hmm. That's true. When I've had the Regal, I noticed that as well, a little bit tight in the rear quarters there. Speaking of being on the road, this upcoming week is the SEMA extravaganza out in Las Vegas, a gathering of well in excess of 100,000 to 150,000 people. There are actually two conventions. There's the Apex Convention and the regular SEMA show. Love the SEMA show. I've been there every year except for one other year, and this year I'm on the shelf a little bit due to some health stuff. But how about Consumer Guide? Are you sending Rick or anybody out there to check out the latest at SEMA?
We are not going to SEMA this year, though we will cover it remotely. We have gone in the past, and we find that we just can't cover the show adequately with two people. It's almost impossible to decide what it is you want to cover.
It is ginormous. It is absolutely out of control. Speaking of things that are out of control, another one that hopefully we'll be attending this year is the Consumer Electronics Show come next January, right before the Detroit Auto Show. And that's another show that is just blown up. That is the number one convention in Las Vegas, and that is even bigger than SEMA, and in recent years has turned into more of an auto show. And I got an email this past week from the people who are putting it together, and I understand there's more automotive participation for 2016 than ever before, so we can't wait to check that out. Tom, you recently wrote this wonderful article about cars for young drivers, and this is a question that I get quite often via email or via the telephone, 855-660-4261, and lots of parents are concerned about what kind of car is a good one for their young person who is perhaps going to college and is going to be commuting. I know that I was a commuter in college, and you know, my parents wanted to make sure that the vehicle that I drove back and forth to college was a good one. It was a Mustang, actually. But you've chosen three very, very good and very interesting choices here. Tell our listeners about the three cars that you have selected and a little bit behind the methodology that you used to come up with this list.
Yeah, thank you. I was looking at three things, and this is all very real to me right now because my daughter just finished driver's ed and we'll be looking for a second vehicle for our household sometime in the future. And I've been thinking about this almost nonstop. But my priorities when I think about a young driver, and this could be anyone from someone just starting to before they get a lot of time behind the wheel, obviously safety is a priority. Cost of ownership is a big deal, especially if the kid's paying for the car themselves. But one of the things I'm looking for is visibility and seat height. And one of the great things that we have going on with compact crossovers or a lot of vehicles that aren't quite crossovers like the Kia Soul is that you have this chair-like high seat position that gives you this commanding view of the road. And I think that that's vastly preferable to sitting low down to the ground and having issues seeing out of the vehicle. Additionally, I'm looking for a high safety rating. So I'm looking for something from IIHS or NHTSA that suggests that this vehicle is, in fact, competent in a crash test. Anyway, I came away with three vehicles that I really like. My favorite being the new Scion IA, which is an incredible bargain, loaded with automatic transmission under $18,000. And one of the great things, too, is that you have collision avoidance at low speed, also all sorts of other safety gear, and really tremendous outward visibility. Also a big fan of the Kia Soul, almost for the same reasons. It's an IIHS top safety pick, great visibility forward, and really useful space in case they're moving stuff around. A little bit more expensive, but if you live in the snow belt, I like the Jeep Renegade a lot. I like the all-wheel drive. I like the visibility outward. And I like the affordability if you're going with a manual transmission. You do have to upgrade to the larger engine if you're going to the automatic, and the price does start to climb.
Yeah, I would definitely concur with all your choices. I haven't been behind the wheel of Scion IA yet, but certainly the Kia Soul has always been my favorite of what I call the box of vehicles. It yeah. always had a lot of personality, and the designer, Peter Schreier, who is now the president of Kia as well, has done a wonderful job with the brand as a whole, but this was one of the first cars that he penned, he touched, and it's very youthful. I mean, even there's a switch there that you can turn on, and the speakers will actually pulsate with the music. And for a young person, exactly, for a young person or an older person, that is something mighty cool. So check out Tom's three good cars for young drivers at the blog at consumerguide.com. When we come back on the other side, we're going to keep Tom for one more sec and wrap up, and then Tom Cotter. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We've got the man himself, the publisher of Consumer Guide, Mr. Tom Appel, with us, and we're hoping to hook up with Tom Cotter, who's just a wonderful author. He's on the road. I got to find out what he's up to here. I should be up to speed on it, because his most recent book is called Barn Find, Three Guys, 14 Days, and 1,000 Lost Collector Cars Discovered. That book just literally just came out within the last month or so. Before that, great name for the book, 50 Shades of Rust, Barn Finds You Wish You Had Discovered. And then, of course, the Barn series. It all started with the Cobra in the barn, the Corvette in the barn, the Hemi in the barn, the Vincent in the barn. And Tom is just a tremendous author. I think he's the best-selling automotive author of all time, and a great guy. And he's on a road trip, and I want him to tell us about it. I believe he's doing a very extensive road trip on his way to SEMA, the convention that's going to be happening next week out in Las Vegas. And I know he's in the great state of Michigan today. And knowing Tom, he's probably found a lost Maserati under some leaves, and he is probably haggling with the people who... claim ownership to it now because he probably wants to take it back to North Carolina. But we'll wait and see if we get Tom with us on the line, and he'll be joining us soon to talk about his latest book. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide Automotive. Tom, have you ever had the opportunity to either chat or check out any of Tom Cotter's books? I mean, they're really a treat.
No, I haven't, and that's my bad. And I do know that they're popular around the office. Our guy John Beal, who's the editor-in-chief of Collectible Automobile Magazine, is a big fan. I know that.
Yeah, he really does a great job. And I believe, you know, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I'll stick my neck out, as I do quite often. I believe he is the best-selling automotive author of all time. I mean, lots of people have bought these books, even non-car folks. Jay Leno did the foreword on one of his books. I know my friend, we heard the bumper coming back, Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top did the foreword on his book about rockin' garages, where he went around and visited a lot of musicians and their car collections. Tom told me it was the hardest book he ever did, not because of the subject matter, but because of having to deal with the musicians and their handlers and the record companies and everything. He says it was a nightmare. And a few of the rockers, he did the whole gamut. He did rockers, he did country singers, rap artists, the whole thing, and a few of the folks. And what the heck, I'll just say it. Sammy Hagar has a great collection of cars, the former front man for Van Halen, solo artist before that, solo artist again. And in Tom's words, he was a jerk. He wouldn't take his cars out of the garage. They wanted to take photographs of his cars, which includes like a Ford GT and lots of other really cool cars, and they couldn't get him to take them out of the garage. So, Sammy, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I've been told you're a jerk. And if you want to rebut me, be my guest at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. As we continue with Tom Cotter, I'll tell you what my test car this past week has been, Tom, and I've always been a fan of this vehicle. I was on the jury back in 2004 or 2005, whenever it was that the years are all mashed in together. Let's see, when did the Chrysler 300 first hit showroom? So it was probably 2003 as a 2004 model. But I was on the jury then at Car and Drive, at Motor Trend, I should say, for the Car of the Year, where we named the vehicle the Car of the Year. And it's been around a while. It's been it's been updated a number of times. I've had the 2015 this past week, a V6, a C, which used to be limited just to the V8, the Hemi model, but now you can now get the C, the Chrysler 300C with the V6, the Pentastar V6, the 8-speed automatic, and this one is just chock full of luxury goodies. And you know, it's definitely due for replacement upcoming in the next few years, but still a great ride. It seems like when they did their latest update to this vehicle in 2014, they softened it up a little bit, in my opinion. It's a little bit more of a luxury cruiser than it was before. It does have a sport mode you can put it in. I kind of had to keep it in the sport mode all the time for myself, but all I could think of, you know, for those folks who enjoy a nice compliant ride, for all of the Toyota Avalon owners out there, or like my aunts up in Boston who love the Mercury Grand Marquis and wouldn't buy anything else for years and years and really enjoy a soft highway ride and just a smooth automobile. This is, in the words of a 1980s hit song by Sade, this vehicle is a smooth operator.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan of those cars, the LX bodies, I believe they're known as, and the Dodge Charger, its companion, and the Chrysler do really well now with the new Pentastar 3.6-liter V6, which is really a honey of an engine and surprisingly efficient when made it to the 8-speed automatic. And they're a lot of fun to drive. You don't need to go to the Hemi or spend the money or the gas to drive the Hemi. The vehicles are reasonably quick. They handle very well. But the use of space is impressive. There's all sorts of front seat space. There's good rear seat space. And with this last update, you're right. I think some of the sportiness may have disappeared, but the interior is very nice.
It certainly is. And, of course, for those of our listeners who would like, you know, some inside scoop on this vehicle was designed during the days that Chrysler, now is, of course, known as FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, but at this time of development, it was hooked up with Mercedes-Benz. And so this vehicle actually uses some Mercedes-Benz pieces, the former E-Class suspension architecture. And as you say, that ZF, that German gearbox, that 8-speed automatic transmission. Tom, do you realize, I say this a lot to folks who say, like, the, you know, that they're interested in the Charger and some of the other, the Challenger and the 300C. That same 8-speed automatic transmission, the same exact ZF gearbox is in the Rolls-Royce Phantom and the BMW 7 Series. It is the same exact model number.
I don't know if I realized they were exactly the same, but I was aware they were similar. That's an impressive little bit of trivia.
Yeah, I believe they are exactly the same when hooked to the either the Hemi, any of the Hemi engines. They are the same. It might be different in the V6 configuration, but nevertheless, definitely a good car for folks to check out. And I'll be writing about that soon at epictimes.com. And another story that I got a huge kick out of that you put together within the last few days is called No Laughing Matter, 5 Cars We Make Fun Of But Maybe Shouldn't. And what a great idea for a story. How did you come up with this particular idea, Tom?
I've heard a lot of references in popular media to a couple of vehicles that are always being slammed, and I'm kind of confused by how the legend of these vehicles got to be what it is. And two of those vehicles that I think most unfairly treated in regular media is the Pacer and the Edsel, both of which are, which were actually, if you look back in time, were not bad vehicles. You know, the Edsel had some quality problems out of the line, but no different than any other vehicle of its day. But as you and I know, and most people I think who are privy to this sort of information, know that the Edsel was really a marketing failure, not a product failure, and the car itself was just fine. And similar to the Pacer, and I don't know how that we think of that as a lemon now, but in fact, it actually sold very well for a couple of years.
Yeah, I remember with my parents looking at this vehicle, and, you know, I thought it was cool because it had a lot of great features. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the innovative features. And when I look at the side view here at ConsumerGuide.com, I mean, stylistically, this vehicle was pretty cool for 1975. Don't go away. We'll be right back here on Auto World.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are joined by Tom Cotter. We are not joined by Tom Cotter. Tom Cotter is our scheduled guest, but thanks to his road trip, it looks like we'll have to reschedule with him. But we have another Tom, one of our favorite guys. He is Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And we're talking about, no laughing matter, five cars we could make fun of. But maybe we shouldn't, and certainly a lot of these vehicles do get made fun of a lot. And Tom was telling us about his thoughts about the Pacer, which was produced from 1975 to 1980, and it got a lot of great reviews off the bat. And I remember it had some innovative features, such as the passenger was a coupe, and the passenger door actually cut into the roof to allow for a little bit better entrance in and out of the vehicle, in and out of the back seat. And as Tom said, it sold surprisingly well. Tom has also talked a little bit about the Edsel, one of our other regular contributors here on the show. He's the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Mr. Phil Skinner, he collects Edsels. I mean, there's a group of people out there that are absolutely crazy about Edsels. And here's another vehicle that had, as you say, it was a marketing failure, commercial failure, but had a lot of great technology for its day. It even had a push-button automatic transmission selector that was built into the center of the steering wheel, and that's just the tip of the iceberg on many other cool features it had as well.
Yeah, they've gone some distance to separate that vehicle from the baseline Fords and from the Mercurys above it. I mean, it was comfortably distinct, and Ford Motor Company had gone so far to make it a truly independent division with its own headquarters and manufacturing. I mean, they were really committed to making this work.
Another vehicle that you cite here that is quite often made fun of, but maybe we shouldn't, is the 1971 through 77 Chevrolet Vega. Give us a little background on the Vega. And certainly the thing I remember, two things about the Vega more than anything else, the diversity of lineup. There were so many different models, and of course the limited production Cosworth Vega with the Cosworth tuned four-cylinder engine. I remember they were white and gold or black and gold. Those are my fond memories of the Chevrolet Vega. But give us a little overview, Tom.
Yeah, the Vega came in, and it was an interesting. It reminds me an awful lot of the X-Car launch back in 1979 for 1980, in that the Vega was sort of high-tech for its time, and then General Motors had gone out of its way to introduce two new types of technology on the vehicle, and one was the aluminum engine block, and the other was a very high-tech rust-resistant process that all the panels were going to be dipped and anodized, and both managed to fail horribly for General Motors, unfortunately, which was a shame because they had actually marketed the vehicle at a slight premium to other vehicles. It was more expensive than the Pinto. It was more expensive than some of the Japanese products. And at first, I think it played to pretty good reviews. I believe it may have been Motor Trend Car of the Year. But then the engine failures began, and they began to rust. And as Frank Piler, the first publisher of Consumer Guide, notes, you could hear the Vega rust.
Very good. The X cars, of course, were comprised of the Buick Skylark, the Chevrolet Citation, the Oldsmobile Omega, and the Pontiac Phoenix. And I remember the performance version of the Chevrolet Citation. What was it called? The X11, something
X-11,
like that.
X11, yeah.
Yeah, I remember a kid in college, you know, he had like a Camaro Z28, and then he got one of these, and I was like, geez, that was a weird choice to go from the Z28 to that. But anyway, another vehicle which I understand has become quite popular in recent days. I think there's a TV series that utilizes the Pontiac Aztec, and so a lot of young people are being drawn to it due to that television series, but the Aztec was produced from 2001 to 2005, and this vehicle, really from the get-go, was labeled ugly, and rightly so. I mean, I will say that this is one funky-looking vehicle, but again, like the Edsel, like some of the other vehicles that you've talked about, I have run into people that absolutely swear by them, love them.
Yeah, the car was cursed almost from the beginning. General Motors had the foresight to realize that the crossover was about to take hold, and that truck-type SUVs were going to be on the way out. So you credit them for the forward thinking, and then you have to kind of slap them on the wrist for having taken the cheapest possible way to build a crossover. And in this case, they went with their they turned to their minivan, the Chevy Venture, and a couple of other branded models, and decided to chop that up and turn that into a crossover. And you ended up with some very weird hard points for designers to work around. So you ended up with a very high roof, strange location of the rear hatch, very high load floor, and the result was the Buick Rendezvous, which looked kind of strange, and the Pontiac Aztec, which just looked flat out horrible.
Absolutely, there's no other way to say it. It even had a camping option, as I remember, Tom. Do you remember it having like a almost like a pop-up roof option on that vehicle?
I remember the camping option, and I remember one of the buff books, and I cannot remember which. It might have been Car and Driver, attempting to use it, and they could never get it built.
Very good. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you've got any comments about these vehicles here that Tom has written about, you can check it out in the Daily Drive, which is the blog section of ConsumerGuide.com, a full tank of automotive news and commentary. No laughing matters. Five cars we make fun of, but maybe shouldn't. And ironically, in talking with the Hagerty Insurance folks in Traverse City, Michigan, of course, they sell insurance not only all across North America, but now around the world, that some of these vehicles are, you know, like the Pacer, for example, or the Gremlin, which is not on this list, but some of these vehicles are definitely becoming collectible. You know, there are folks out there with Pacers with 10,000 miles on it that, you know, take them around to shows.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned the Cosworth Vega, and I think that that's a very interesting, a very specific collector interest, and I think that there is a market out there for those. And it was an interesting car. It was a twin cam engine, about 110 horsepower, stuffed into a car that barely weighed more than 2,000 pounds, and I could see why collectors would be interested.
I got an email question here that just floated in from Ben, and Ben is listening in Washington State, and Ben has a question, a new car buying question. He says he's in the market for a good, affordable, subcompact $15,000 to $20,000 vehicle that will give him both good fuel economy as well as some sportiness. That is a tough question. There are a lot of vehicles in that category. Tom, what would you recommend for Ben in Washington State?
Yeah, again, the Scion IA will certainly fall in that price range, and it feels pretty sporty, and I would definitely recommend going with a manual transmission. I don't know that it looks especially sporty. It's got a nice set of wheels on there, but if with the money you saved under $20,000, you could put some new wheels and tires on there and make it look pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting living down here in Orlando, Florida, compared to the greater Boston area where I spent 99% of my life. Custom wheels are so huge down here. I mean, there are shops that sell nothing but custom wheels. And I may have said this before on the show, but I find it hard to believe. I mean, people today not only, of course, are financing their new vehicles quite often for longer periods than ever before, but it was actually Ken Gross, the noted journalist, historian, former director of the Peterson Automobile Museum, who opened my eyes and told me that there are some folks out there that are, you know, putting four wheels worth $2,500 a piece, $10,000 worth of wheels, onto their brand new vehicles and financing those as well.
Yeah, you see that in Chicago, though probably not as much as down in Florida, but it's very common to see a Chevy Tahoe with what appears to be $5,000 to $10,000 worth of wheels on it.
Amazing. The other thing I noticed down here in Florida is a lot of folks with the tuner vehicles, you know, and it seems like that was a fad of more than 10 years ago, but it's alive and well, the Honda Civics. I saw a 280s VX from the late 80s that somebody had lowered and had put four gigantic wheels on it to the point in which they had to alter the camber of the wheels to fit into the actual wheel well. And to me, it just looked nothing but strange. But the kid driving it, he thought, boy, you know, I am driving the ultimate car here.
There's a part of me that wants to crime heresy in this case.
It is so true. I should start taking some pictures because you're absolutely right. There are some ginormous wheels down here. So to share that with our Auto World listening audience at AutoWorld.com. Everybody check out ConsumerGuide.com. Tom Appel, thank you for your overtime duty here today. And we thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Lawn. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.